This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, the weekly roundup here. I've got Kelly Broaddus. We're going to do a big real estate market update, plus some interview extras. The Jeff Horovitz Show weekly roundup starts now. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today. My weekly roundup, plus some interview extras. I've got Kelly Broaddus coming up with a big real estate market update. Where's the market at now? You've heard it's kind of started going south a little bit. But what's it like here in Arizona and northern Arizona specifically? We'll talk some lending issues as well. So stick around. I think you'll find this really informative, especially, if you're a homeowner, but if you're trying to get into a home, but also if you're a renter. I think it's all correlated. It's all related. And Kelly Broaddus will give us a great update. Olivia is here with me as well.
To read some of your comments for our giveaway and just an update.
Yeah, we've got some great comments. We've got this big giveaway. We'll give you some details on that in just a second as far as what we added to the whole pot this week. Let's just do a couple of maybe my top news picks. I like to start off the show with that, but kind of look back on the week. And I think one of the bigger ones was Biden tested positive for COVID. And that happened, I think,
that hit on Thursday.
After all the shots, after this was from the Associated Press, he had a shot and a second shot and he had the booster and another booster, something like that.
And
so like four shots in years.
Years of trying freaking to avoid it. Out.
Yeah, still
and
got
then,
it.
So. Wow, you got it. So like, what a waste of time.
Yeah, so it's spreading around. Just learn to live with it. That's what I've been saying this for 2.5 years. Just learn to deal with it. It's just what it is. It is what it is. Rents in the U.S. rose at its fastest pace. This is an article from Bloomberg since 1986. It is cranking up inflation even more. And I don't even think these rental rates have fully worked into the CPI numbers you've seen yet because they do surveys. A third of the CPI is made up of basically owner's equivalent rent surveys that the government goes out and does. So how much can you trust, just some homeowner that's quite frankly not in the rental market telling some government official what the rent should be? I don't know. I don't think this is very accurate. So I think you're going to see much more inflation. Yeah. How could it be? Speaking of inflation, this week we told you about inflation here in Arizona running higher than the national average. Get this. Well, first of all, the U.S. inflation number that just came out last week was 9.1%, which means 18.2% if we do the numbers truthfully, which we don't anymore. In Flagstaff, the numbers are 9.2%, so just above the national average. And in Phoenix, they're seeing inflation throughout the Phoenix area at 12.3%. So nearly, if you do it by the way the government used to do it before they changed it in the early 1980s, you're looking at 25% inflation, which just is absolutely astounding. A lot of money. And it's hurting a lot of people. So anyway, we have our giveaway that's going on, Olivia. And we want to help folks with some free stuff to maybe help counter the inflation that we're seeing a little bit at least.
And we're still going to be adding stuff next week. You have until next Wednesday to enter it, and we'll be drawing it next Thursday.
What do we got in
there? But as for what we already have, the first thing that we added on Monday was a gift card for Timberline Firearms and Training. It's a free hour of range time and a firearm rental, about a $35 value. And then we also have like a $50 debit card. Courtesy of Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
That's like cash.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you can use that to pay for the extra inflation you're seeing, or to buy some ammunition out at Timberline Fire. So yeah, or pay for the extra gas. Yeah,
not that would pay for much.
Yeah, well, it all helps, right?
Yeah, and then we also have $20 at Sportsman's Bar and Grill and $20 at Namarco's Pizza.
Okay, good stuff. I like all of that, and I hope that you all enter. It's easy to enter. Go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, and just fill it out real quick. And also include a comment. We love to read your comments on air and share those. And we've gotten a lot. So enter in. We'll draw the winner next Thursday, but you have until next Wednesday to get in. We'll add something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So three more prizes. I think we'll be well over 200, $250 by the time we're done here. You got a couple comments?
Yeah, this first one's from Deborah. My comment is one of thanks for being a local source of knowledge and information. I particularly am grateful for all the interviews with various candidates, which greatly helped me make more informed decisions for the upcoming vote. I feel this is no ordinary casting of votes, but one which will probably determine our quality of life and liberty in the near future.
my mic. Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate that.
And then we have one from James. Great show. I hope the United States can rebound from this administration.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we will. I mean, if we'll remain positive here, we will, because we've rebounded from so much in the past. Think the Civil War, right? Think World War II. I mean,
the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, the founding of our country. I mean, we can. But it takes people like all you listening, quite frankly, just to be more and more involved. And Mark Howitt hit on this pretty good earlier in the week. He said that the right just needs to get louder. We need to keep it peaceful, but we need to be louder and more firm with our stances and not giving that inch anymore. It was always about, you got to compromise. The Jeff Flakes of the world and people like that. Whereas it got us, it got the left, as the left just continually got whatever they wanted and pushed it. Now we're confused about what gender people are. I mean, when we're confused that I'm not confused, you're not confused, but there's masses of people that are confused out there as to whether a man can actually get pregnant. I mean, this is all a result of just giving them an inch and they're taking a mile. So we just got to be firm and enough is enough. And we've drawn a line. Don't go past it. Another comment.
All right, this is from Beverly in Sedona. I heard Wendy Rogers last week, and it sounded like she wanted to do away with mail-in voting. I sure hope not. When John McCain ran in the primary, I voted in person, and it took 45 minutes to get in to check one box. My husband did not vote that year because he did not want to wait. Now we have been voting by mail ever since. If they need us to verify our identity every few years, we are okay with it. Just please keep mail-in voting. We appreciate all the interviews you do that are helping us decide who to vote for.
Okay, mail-in voting. Yeah, I think she did have a push to go back to the polling place, except for like overseas voters or somebody who just couldn't get to the polling place. I hear you. I just wish we could shorten it up. I was looking at something on the screen. What was her name?
Beverly.
Beverly. Sorry about that. Beverly. I just wish we could shorten it up. This 1 month long election is ridiculous. That it just prolonged. Why can't we have mail in ballots for like 2 weeks or something, or something, 10 days or something, just to shorten this up a little bit? I'm under no illusion that we're going to go back to all polling places. I kind of wish we would. I'm kind of maybe with Wendy on that one, but I get it. You got to wait in line so long, so it can be inconvenient. But is there a way we can shrink up this election so it's not? It used to be election day, now it's election month. And it just, I'm also a strong believer that we should have election day or period with tax collection time. Everybody should have to pay taxes in this country.
And then go vote.
Something. I know if you, we have a progressive tax system. So if you don't make a lot of money, you don't pay much. I get that. And half the country doesn't pay any taxes, but there should be like a $25 minimum fee or something, tax once a year.
$25.
I'm just thinking of something that you have to physically write out and say, oh, this does cost money to have all this government yeah. does have a cost to it. And then people might start voting different because, I mean, why not vote for these people who are promising the moon when it costs you nothing?
I feel like
even... So combine them. Combine tax day, combine election day, but shorten up the election month to 2 weeks or something.
About
I don't know,
email,
just spitballing.
I get that it's, like, annoying to stand in line, but I feel like if it could help, like, change how things turn out, I feel like it would definitely be worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. No easy solution there. Thank you for all those comments, though. And these are all comments from our giveaway that's now includes Namarco's Pizza and includes Sportsman's Bar and Grill, includes Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and their $50, Timberline Firearms and Training. Thank you to all of those folks for sponsoring the program and being involved in this giveaway. And by the way, if you're looking for some great pizza, go get some Namarco's Pizza, right?
Definitely the place to go.
Great place for this weekend. If you're out and about, three locations in Flagstaff, or if you're hanging out at home watching a movie. We watched Forrest Gump last night. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
You did? I thought it was just the history there that they go through and kind of the storyline. It's funny, but then sad at the end. So we watched that. So that's a great movie to sit back and get some pizza. Namarco's Pizza can do curbside pickup. They can also do delivery. And like I said, three locations in Flagstaff. Let me get you the number here for Namarco's Pizza if you want to order. 928-779-0024. That's 928-779-0024. Or you can order at namarcospizza.com. That's namarcospizza.com. Other news items. Just one more thing on that, because I told you about tax collection. the federal government, this came out this week, collected a record amount of taxes this year so far. Just 9 months is over $3.8 trillion they collected, and they're still going to run a trillion-plus dollar budget deficit.
Trillion with a T?
Trillion with a big capital fat T. Yep. Not well, tea, not
that's
tea.
The government.
That's the government, right? That's why I think you should, yeah, pay. Everybody needs to have a little bit of skin in the game to hopefully recognize that we're sending in so much money, but they're still overspending. So maybe we'd get some control there. All right, coming back with a big real estate market update from Kelly Broadus. Stick around. Back in a minute. All right, welcome back. Jeff Orbitz here. I'd love your comments. Go ahead and chime in. Just Wireless listener line is always open where you can leave your comments, 877-9713-971. You can also email talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. And you may have questions for Kelly Broadus, who's going to give us a big market update, real estate market update. And Kelly, welcome back to the program. How you doing?
Great.
I'll just forward the emails to you.
Sure.
The questions, if somebody's got a question on there. The real estate market, which has gone crazy, and it's I guess changing and evolving rapidly, Kelly. I think we spoke, what was it, maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago? And then before that, though, it was like really many months back. And we were in a point where if you owned a home and you put it on the market, it was like people just flooded in and you'd get 20 offers and there'd be a bidding war. It'd actually like increase in price from your original listing, right?
That's correct.
We exited that, though.
There's some neighborhoods that are still thriving in that way, but
so all real estate's local. I mean, it just depends on the, it's not like we saw in, was it 08, where everything just went like overnight, the spigot was shut off.
No,
you're not seeing that.
Not like that.
Okay. So don't run for the hills.
No, I think people are holding back a little bit wanting to see what's going to happen, but
I think the whole country wants to see what's going to happen.
Right.
Give us kind of the nuts and bolts, I guess. What's the market look like now?
Okay.
You have a bunch of numbers there. And is this Northern Arizona or is this the Flagstaff area?
This is on the Northern Arizona MLS.
Okay. But I think a lot of this translates. It's reflective. Yeah. So go ahead.
So right now we have, this is a market update for June.
Okay.
And the 1st of July. So we 61 cumulative days on market is the average. And
is that high or low or?
You know, it's still steady. You know, that's still pretty good. I mean, I think we need to do this again next month and see
where it's at. 61 days until it has a contract or until it's closed?
From contract to close.
That's still pretty good if you think about it, because a lot of times a contract is 30 days. So it's like you're not on the market for a heck of a long time.
Right.
Okay.
And median price is $722,500.
So. Was it $699 last time or $799? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was $699.
It's actually gone up more.
Went up. But
I remember you gave me the number last year. It was like $699 when everything was cranking, I think, around that range. So you're saying now the median price home is $722?
$722,500.
Okay, wow. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Still increasing. Okay.
Yep. But that was, you know, this is
a month ago. Okay.
Yeah. So let's see here. And if you wanted to know what it was when it was normal in
what's normal
before pre-COVID 2018, it was also 61 days was the average, and then the median price though was $387,000. So huge change.
This was 2018.
2018.
Okay, so before COVID hysterics and everything went crazy. And really, it had increased a lot from then because the market tanked in 08, and I remember it was in a bad position until even 12, and it started slowly
coming up,
ratcheting up. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me that number one more time, just for perspective.
387.
Okay, so 387 in 2018, which was 4 years ago, to
722,500. Yeah,
in 4 years. Wow.
Yeah. So the normal rate of appreciation has traditionally been about 4.4 year over year, but during COVID, we saw 16 to 22% appreciation just
Yeah, I saw a number recently, like Munn's Park and like Happy Jack and all these rural areas. It was like $180,000 in a year.
Yeah,
That it had gone up, and these are, and even Williams has become very expensive.
Right,
these are areas where people traditionally would go to try to escape the high prices of Flagstaff. The high prices at three, whatever you said in 2018, $300,000+. Okay, what else you got there, Kelly?
Okay, so rates in back in 2018, the fixed conforming rate was approximately 4.52.
Okay, so that's for like a 30-year fixed
loan. For a 30-year fixed loan, 4.52.
Okay.
And today, we are between 5.75 and 6.
Traditionally so, not very bad. I mean,
not very bad. It's just the prices.
Yeah. But the price, so any you not only had the interest rate increase of about a point and a half.
You had the appreciation of
340,000. Almost $400,000.
Right.
So you're... Do you have numbers on how much more that's costing you? I mean, a lot more.
It is a lot more. I mean, if you consider the rates were in the high twos and threes, so it's double, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how people are doing it. It's a lot. Okay.
So, but okay, let me go over what's on the market now. So we have, right now, pending homes right now. On the Northern Arizona MLS, 163 pending homes.
Okay. That means they got a contract. They're waiting to close. Okay.
Right. Active, we have 94 homes over $1 million, 380 under $1 million. If you remember last time, I think we only had a total of 105 homes on the market.
I think you're right. Yeah. So we have a quadruple.
Big inventory. Yeah.
Quadruple or so the amount of homes on the market. But still... As the pending ones, you got 94 that are over $1 million and
380
under, which could be 700,000, 800,000, 900,000. Right. I mean, there's probably not a lot of $300,000 or $400,000 homes there. Okay.
Right. And in the last 2 weeks, 68 homes sold.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So you're saying these numbers are still, you think it's still a pretty healthy market. It's not.
I think things slowed down, which they really needed to.
Yeah.
You know, they did. And the good thing is, you know, in 08, the meltdown was a mortgage meltdown.
Yes.
It really wasn't a housing meltdown. It was a mortgage, and we don't have that going on now.
I lived through that. You lived through that. A lot of listeners did. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people though who weren't in the market back then. They were maybe younger and they're like, what do you mean? What happened? And I remember it was going up so much, but there were people,
irresponsible.
Everybody, you would have somebody, your hairdresser, for example. I don't know. I'll just pick somebody who owned three, everybody's probably seen the movie, The Big Short, you know?
Yeah.
I got three condos in Florida or Arizona or
didn't even have
Nevada
to qualify.
Was one of them. And it was just, I hope that they go up in value. I don't rent them out. I can't make the rental rates. But they're going to go up so much in value. I'm going to make a bunch of money. I have an adjustable rate mortgage I had a negative mortgage rate.
Right.
And they did that and then it all fell out and it all just collapsed.
Yeah.
A bit different now. And even the rent rates have gone through the roof. So if you happen to buy one in 2018 at $380,000 or whatever, chances are you're doing okay on the rent and making that mortgage payment, even at the newer, higher interest rates.
That's right. And people are invested now, you know. You're a lot less likely to let your home go if you have skin in the game than if you got it without any money or without qualifying. So it's a different situation.
Yeah. And if you bought something at 380 or whatever it was in 18 and you're sitting on $400,000 equity. Now that could reverse quite a bit. You could see some serious equity shaved off, but even people, and this is just me spitballing, Kelly. Even people who may have bought like last year at the higher prices, they may be locked in at like 4%. And then you look at moving. I guess if there's a foreclosure, it's a foreclosure and they're not in this scenario. But if you're like, I just want to sell my house and move, you start looking at the mortgage as an asset there, because if you move, you're in the 6% range at the new higher price. So I don't know if a lot of people are going to be moving like that.
Right.
Unless they have to.
Right. Well, and there's another situation that is time sensitive for buyers and sellers, really. An appraiser has the advantage of the last 6 months of comps, right? So another 3 or 4 months from now, you don't have that. Okay. So sellers can do creative things like right now. So they can offer to buyers a closing cost credit to buy their rate down. That's huge, you know, and they'll have the benefit of the higher prices for the comps, you know. There's rehab loans available that are one and done, you know. You don't have to refinance.
So you just get the money in advance, or they hold some in escrow.
Right.
When you remodel the kitchen, they pay the contractor or whatever it may be, whatever the case may be. On the lending side, do you have any more data on the listing side, or does that pretty much cover it?
Well, listing side is, you know, you need to make sure your house is up to snuff. You know, you want everything fixed. You want it staged. You want all these things. I mean, we don't get away with doing nothing
anymore. People are such babies nowadays. When I bought my first house, Kelly, you didn't have to stage it. You just imagine your junk in it. You know, nowadays you have to actually, like, if it's empty, I got to bring in furniture. Is there companies that do that?
Oh, yeah.
You just rent the stuff.
Two of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I guess.
Well, I mean, maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you didn't need to do that, but now it's
more competition.
It's more competition. Okay,
let's look at the lending side here. There's been a lot of changes on with regard to that. Interest rates obviously have gone up, which are affecting payment per month going forward. But there's like new programs. A 40-year?
Yes. So some lenders are offering a 40-year AM. And what that looks like is, an AM is amortization.
Yeah.
And what that looks like on a $600,000 mortgage, it's $300 less than it would be at the normal.
Just by drawing it out 10 more years.
Right.
Okay.
And you can, there's lenders that offer streamline refis where, if you're going to get a loan, you want to make sure that they do this so that when the rates do come back down, you can refinance into a, you know, shorter amortization or a fixed rate if you go with the 7-year adjustable. So,
it doesn't worry. I was worried about that back in 8. That was the big problem with 8 and the crash that happened was adjustable rates.
Right.
I mean, none of us have a crystal ball. Rates could go up a bunch more, but then the Fed could also get scared off here pretty quick and start lowering them. We just don't know. But you're saying there's a 7-year option. How long do people even stay in a house nowadays? A couple of years?
Yeah.
Maybe before they're moving again?
So 4.25 on the 7-year adjustable.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Well, yeah if you're...
And if you bought it down, if you, you know, got a closing cost credit, bought it down a little more.
You can get even lower.
Get it even lower. And if rates come back down next year, you can refinance
it
free.
Okay. And we are talking with Kelly Broaddus, giving you a real estate market update here. Do you see you got the 40-year loan going on. I remember hearing that Japan, which got so overpriced, they had like a 100-year amortization. This was several years back. Do you see, and I'm just spitballing here, Kelly, do you see us getting to like multi-generational loans at some point where people stay in the place and then, okay, mom and dad are done or whatever, and it just now transfers over to the kids. Like it's an assumable type loan, multi-generational, and then the price, because prices are so high, so people just tend to stay in there. And it's almost like renting, though.
I've not thought of that.
Yeah, I just wonder because either that, how do people afford these things? Because you told me 90 plus homes over $1 million. Are people still coming in cash?
Lots of cash, yes.
Where's all the money coming from?
It's coming from California. It's coming from the East Coast. They're still moving here. They're still coming with their pockets full of money. And the funny thing is the luxury market is still as strong as ever.
Sign of the times, I guess, because you hear about how things have just people that have money are getting a lot more money. Mm-hmm. People who don't have a lot money are just they're sinking down in there. You look at with inflation, if you're at entry level positions or if you're making minimum wage or whatever, even with the minimum wage increases and there's been wage gains that have happened the past couple of years, Kelly, people are actually making less by the time you factor in inflation. So what I'm getting at is there's this wider gap. And from what I'm hearing from you, there's people still with pockets full of money and they're just coming in. I'll buy it cash. And then they're probably going to remodel and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars as well.
Yeah. And the jumbo rates are better than the conforming rates. So
jumbo is like the bigger.
Yeah. It's like it's over the conforming amount, which I think is in the high fives. Huh. You know, so anything.
You think there'd be more risk there, though? But I guess maybe they're looking at their assets and their income and all that, and assuming there's less.
Maybe it's a better tax write off for them or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So still out of town buyers, there's still a lot of that happening.
Still a lot of that,
which puts pressure on the overall market. because it's getting scapped up in their second homes. Anything on the VRBOs?
In the last few days, I've gotten calls almost every day of people looking for VRBOs.
I want to buy a VRBO. Yes. I want to rent this out. And then they're going to come up here 2 weeks or whatever.
Or it's companies.
I think it was, what was that big Wall Street firm? Was it BlackRock? They were buying. Zillow was doing. Wasn't Zillow doing
it? They're not doing it anymore.
They stopped. They started losing their trouble. Yeah, they were losing their behind on that one. Mm-hmm. So that's still going to be an issue. I know it's a big issue in Sedona. I know it's a big issue in Flagstaff, Prescott, really everywhere nowadays.
Yeah.
Going forward. Okay. Is it turning though in some cases to a buyer's market?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it a good time to sell still?
It is a good time to sell because we don't know what the future holds. And like I said, we have this little window of time where comps are still high.
Yeah.
So we can do creative things before we list to.
Someone calling you right now. They probably want to list their house.
there's creative things we can do before listing, anticipating what's going to happen when we put the house on the market.
Yeah. And we're coming up on, it seems like it's far away, but before you know it, fall's here. Kids are back in school.
Yes.
And traditionally, Northern Arizona has slowed down a bit in the fall, or no, it goes up. Okay.
So the end of August, September, November, and even the 1st of December.
It's still cranking. Yeah. Okay. That's
June slows down.
June does. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking it used to be, I'm in the rental market and we tried not to have any leases come up in December because we're like, we don't want to rent in December and things were slower. But I have noticed the past couple of years, it doesn't matter. It's just, there is waiting lists. There's just people around the corner basically to get any rental. So I assume that's the housing market.
Yes.
Overall going forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. No crystal ball predictions for me or anything?
No. I mean, if you go by what some lenders are saying, they say, as I did in the video that we just did, that when inflation meets recession, traditionally, things level out and then the rates come back down. After a few months.
Make a good point. I'm not, because the Federal Reserve with inflation, we're going to fight inflation by raising interest rates, which I believe they have to do. And actually they have to raise it a lot more. But I think the political winds will blow and recession hits and people lose jobs and on. And then the rate cuts come in and they say, oh, we've got some vicious cycle. Yeah, we've got some ammunition now because we've raised them up. It was hard to lower them much from near zero. I guess you could go negative. But I wouldn't be surprised. Anything is possible in this world that they actually, 6 months from now, you and I are talking, oh, they're doing a quarter point rate cut. I don't know for sure, but.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, bottom line, things are still cranking, still busy.
Still a good time changing. To buy, still a good time to sell.
But still changing all the time. But you know what? If you need a home, you need a home.
Yes.
And honestly, I see what the rental rates have done.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where you start looking at it and saying, well, would I be better off buying? Or quite frankly, and you and I talked about relocation in the past. Do I look at traveling? Do I look at other areas? Mm-hmm. If you're in the $300,000 range, I don't know if it's a fit.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find much in that starter range. So.
Right.
All right, Kelly, appreciate it. Good stuff. Let's do it again next month because it'll probably be
different.
A lot different.
Again.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And I'd love your comments. Go ahead and send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Hey, by the way, if you want to learn more about physical gold and silver, call my friends at Desert Gold Exchange. Now, Justin and his family-run company, they really keep their overhead low, and they pass that savings on to you. We talk about all kinds of investment classes here. We're just talking about real estate, which I like to own that. I also like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. Learn more. Give Justin at Desert Gold Exchange a call right now. And if you mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, you can get a free investor's kit and educate yourself even more. Here's the number, 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. Welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. You're listening to my weekly roundup, and I've got an interview extra coming up here for you with Carrie Lake, candidate for Arizona governor. You're looking for some good food tonight. Go up to Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Voted best sports bar many years in a row. You might even see me there. They've got great food, great drink specials. Because, by the way, it's happy hour all day, every day at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. You can get $3 Mexican canned beers. You can get $6 mug specials. Great deals up at Sportsman's. Plus, they've got all those TVs for all your sports action. Voted best sports bar many, many years in a row. Sportsman's Bar and Grill up by the hospital in Flagstaff by the in the Bash's Shopping Center. All right, I caught up earlier in the week with Carrie Lake, who's, as you know, is running for governor. And they're... The way that Drudge Report, and I don't often look at Drudge Report anymore because it's definitely not the conservative publication that it used to be, but they, I don't know, they define this race as, rhinos versus MAGA.
Well, they called it a MAGA death match.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I think what's happening, to be quite honest, is they're trying to set this narrative like it's tightening, and we're seeing the polls widening. Our lead is widening. But they want to make it look like it's tightening for when they go to attempt to steal. And we will not let them steal this race. We will not let it happen. We've got attorneys. We have eyeballs everywhere. Trust me, we are working behind the scenes to make sure that we catch people who are doing anything fraudulent. And we're not going to let them off with a slap on the wrist. So if you get more than one ballot, don't cast more than one ballot. Pretty obvious. And I'm recommending that you don't hit return to sender and throw them back in the mailbox. Hold on to those extra ballots until after the election, and then you can send them back return to sender. We don't want to have a bunch of ballots floating around out there. So vote once, vote legally, and make sure you get it in the mail and get it out if you have it sitting on your counter. Don't wait to get that ballot done. But we do have a swamp versus a MAGA situation here. And I know for a fact Arizona is a Make America Great State. And we're going to win. We're going to win handily. And we're going to go on and do amazing things for the state and bring the government back to we the people.
I know, Carrie, this may be me being naive and maybe an optimist that hopes things would change. But I wish I would hear, and I think a lot of listeners are like, and you were on TV forever, so you saw the political ads, you hear the political ads, and it's like, it is just a tear fest and ripping everyone apart. But I just would stress to people, you can't learn much about someone in 30 seconds. And that's why, and I'll have a big announcement here on my ballot in just a second before I let you go. But that's why I've said with Olivia here when we opened up, if I don't hear from you now, you ain't getting my support because I'll never hear from you. And the only way we learn to try to figure out if the candidate is full of it is to talk a lot. And you've done that.
Yep.
This is probably your 10th appearance on the show here. And I know you're out everywhere. Like you, in fairness, you're used to this. You were on TV for a long time. So,
well, it's interesting. I did live television for a long time. And that's what's so funny. They're trying to paint me out to be fake, like, and all that garbage. You don't go on television and do tens of thousands of hours of live television. You can't hide who you are. You're either authentic and real or you're not. And I believe the voters of Arizona, the people of Arizona who invited me into their homes for 27 years, know that I'm authentic. And that's why they're not believing these garbage ads that they're putting out, trying to paint me as this, that, and the other. And, I'm not afraid to go on and talk to people. And I do that not because I was on TV and I was comfortable with it. I do it because I think the voters need to hear from you. I did a 3-hour podcast with Tim Pool. I've done that a couple times. I think you learn a lot about a candidate when they let their guard down and they talk for 3 hours straight with you.
Yeah.
You learn a lot. And I know for a fact my opponent would never have the guts to do that. She's a coward, and she would never have the courage to do that because everything she says has been filtered through her high-priced McCain consultant.
I know you're driving back from Buckeye. I won't keep you for 3 hours. I'd like to keep you a few more minutes, though. You still got time? You're not driving, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. I want to ask you real quick because Buckeye was listed as one of those really rapidly growing cities in Arizona. I just shared last hour the inflation data. Obviously, we know the national data is 9.1%. Flagstaff was one city that was listed at 9.2% annualized inflation year over year. Phoenix was, I lost the number, Carrie, it's like 12.4%. It was right about 12.4%, well above the national average, which means it's closer to 20-25%. How do we, that's like crazy, like in the movies, super massive inflation that you never thought would ever hit. How do we deal with this as a state going forward?
Well, the experts thought it would hit, and I know Peter Navarro, who was an advisor to President Trump, who's also endorsed me, he told me many months ago, Carrie, when you take office and when you run for, when Election Day rolls around, we're going to be heading into hyperinflation and on the verge of a recession. So the experts could see it. The problem is Joe Biden is so inept that either he didn't see it or he put his blinders on, and he caused this. And this is why we have to have honest elections. When you have fraudulent elections and you get, you know, nursing home patients like Joe Biden in the White House, you get this kind of problem. We've got an energy disaster where we were energy independent and now we're not. That's playing into it as well. So we have to do everything we can as a state. And I want to make sure we are alleviating tax pressures, whether it be sales tax. We're going to lower taxes every single year. But let's face it, Jeff, that's not going to be enough to offset inflation that is this sky high. And so it's going to take getting honest elections and getting decent people in office who actually did win, because we know for a fact if President Trump were in office, we would not be going through this. I think everybody who's listening right now would agree to that. This is Joe Biden's fault. It falls squarely on his shoulders because he immediately pulled back an energy policy that was working and continued to make terrible decisions that have driven our country and our economy into the ground. And so we're going to have to work. But I think Arizona is always poised, is poised actually to do better in a recession than other states. And we typically bounce back out quicker.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
We got to stop allowing them to continue to print money like they've got a printing press there and it's going out of style, or we're going to become Venezuela.
Well, yeah, and you got place like you got him over in Saudi Arabia bending the knee when we have energy production here. A big part of the inflation is energy costs, and why not do it here? And there's this mentality, Carrie, and we're talking with Carrie Lake. There's this mentality, Carrie, about we do this, we offshore our pollution, we offshore drilling, mining, et cetera, as if it's out of mind, out of sight, but it still happens. Why aren't we doing it here?
Well, we're going to stop doing that in Arizona. We're going to push back against the feds. And I think that this SCOTUS ruling a few weeks ago against the EPA was the start of us being able to push back against these onerous mandates and rulings that these federal agencies push on us and try to destroy us. They try to destroy our mining industry. They try to destroy our just basic industry. They've pushed so many companies to the brink of where they either have to fold or they're forced to go overseas and set up shop in China because of the Green New Deal or environmental restrictions that make it impossible for them to work here. We've got to ease up on that. It's obvious that some of these people don't care about the environment. If they're willing to allow a company to leave and go pollute in another country, then they really don't care about the environment. What they want to do is destroy our middle class, destroy our economy, and become a globalist country where we lose our sovereignty.
I just had an email that came in real quick, lightning round. Second Amendment, Carrie, your stance real quick, and Arizona.
Shall not be infringed, and we've got to hold tight to that Second Amendment. It is the most important amendment right now. It is the only thing keeping us a free country. I think everyone out there listening would agree that our First Amendment and our First Amendment rights are not fully intact right now. Who thinks they have solid freedom of speech right now?
Yeah.
Certainly not if you're a conservative. We saw our churches being shut down. We know our First Amendment is on shaky ground, and it is that Second Amendment that is keeping us a country right now. Legal and lawful gun owners and our ammo is what's keeping us a free nation right now, because they would never dare to mess with us.
Carrie, another one. Another one, yes. On abortion.
I am 100% pro-life. I think the Supreme Court did a very smart thing. They righted a 50-year wrong. They corrected a 50-year wrong. The decision on abortion should stand at the state level. It never should have been granted as a right. It is not in the Constitution as a right, and it was wrong that they did that. They set it up that way. So thankfully, we got that fixed, and Arizona will not be a state where we're taking the lives of our unborn.
Okay, and finally, and we're talking with Carrie Lake, the woke culture. I want to hear your response on this. I know you've already told me about it, but the males competing in female sports, things like that, all of the wokeness we're dealing with, critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion. You're on the ninth floor as governor, Carrie. How will you react to that? What will you do?
Well, I think Kristi Noem made a huge mistake when she allowed herself to get pressured into pushing back. And everyone knows it's wrong to let men compete with women. It's going to destroy women's sports, girls' sports. It's anti-woman, and we will not have that. I think it's ludicrous. People are waking up to it. I will be the most anti-woke governor this nation has. We're done with that garbage. It's been pushed to the brink. And Americans are waking up to the silliness and foolishness of it, and we won't have it.
Okay, Carrie, you passed the test for me. I've got Olivia here, my daughter, who can't vote yet, but she's a witness.
I was quite honestly just thinking the same thing.
Carrie, I've got the... You want to vote? No, I can't do that. Okay, I'm looking for your name here. I'm filling in your circle for governor. I know.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is great.
Yeah, so I think you're best suited to do this. And I know some people... Whenever you do this, some people are like, but why? But I think you've explained yourself very well on this show over the past year plus. And I feel confident that you're going to do a really good job there, especially when it comes to the wokeness, the Second Amendment, the budget issues, and just fighting back. Yep. Our biggest battle, I think, is against the feds and D.C. overreach. So, Carrie Lake's sure. Got my votes. I told you last week that you got my wife, so you suspected it was coming. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And thank you, Olivia.
Yeah, yeah. I just got to. I do have a daughter who is old enough to vote. I'll try to convince her. Too. We'll see. So, Carrie, awesome. We wish you the best. Don't know if we'll talk again before the election. It's coming up super quick. Maybe we'll see you up at the Trump rally this Friday in Prescott Valley. Drive Perfect. Safe out there, and we'll talk with you soon.
And thank you for your endorsement, Jeff. I can't wait to come on again. Thanks.
Comments, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. When you call the Blind Brothers, a longtime sponsor here on the program, when you're looking for blinds, shutters, or shades, you're going to work directly with them and 3 decades of combined experience, never with subcontractors. That's what I love about the Blind Brothers. Great Arizona company that'll lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones, so that way it fits your style and it fits your budget. Right now, when you call the Blind Brothers, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show and get half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423. Or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. All right, that's it for this hour of the weekly roundup. If you're checking out, hey, have a good time out there this weekend. I think it's supposed to cool down heading into next week, so I'm looking forward to that. Perhaps lots of rain coming too. We shall see. We got a lot of guests next week lined up as well. 1 week away from the election coming up here before you know it. So lots to discuss. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go to talkwithjeff.com or look up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider.